Welcome into Night Moods. It's Thursday night. I'm awake. I hope you're awake. Now, what a way to start a show, because I wasn't awake. I was on fumes, but I'm here with you. I'm Michael, your chief mood officer. Here on the Thursday night is indeed closing in on the end of August. A crucial month for the radio show and the media company known as Night Moods. H2 is the media company, the radio Night Moods. I'm in the lab on this cool night, starry night, and I'm in the captain's chair. Well, I'm actually, I'll be honest with you, I'm in the lesser of the captain's chair, in the cozy, remodeled. I wish you could see this. It looks really kind of cool here inside the lab. Welcome in, Night Eagles, to another edition of the two-hour show with you, 12 to 2. 12 to 2, it's not 2 o'clock, no way, not yet. 10 until 2, 10 until 12, I need to get my brain focused here. Not 10 until 2 yet. That's 126, the Genesis thing, 11, 11, 22. Later this year, we launched the radio station, so my head is all over the place because we have been able to place, finally, all of you Night Eagles, finally, on our social media platforms, the much-anticipated 1 minute, 18-second video commercial. Engage in real time as a Night Eagle investor. Now, you're going to need to either get on one of the social media platforms so that you can check out the video, and it's going to be soon up on our YouTube channel soon, because I got to do it as we put in the show tonight. It's been one of those nights, you know, you put in 4 hours of sleep and you put in a full day of work, family, food, dinner. I had to knock out, right? So that's where I'm at and that's where you're at. You want to get to one of our official social media sites, just type in Night Foods HQ, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn as well. Where you can see the official 1 minute and 18 second bid commercial. The first commercial that we put together celebrating this important month. We still got some work to do here. And while I'm sitting here thinking about this, before I say hello to you, how rude of me to say hello to you, and all the Night Eagles around this one world that we share, each and every one of you know you are very important to me and our media company and the show known as Night Moods. Especially all of our female Night Eagles, sending you a special hello, especially you over there in the Philippines. Nah, we got a new listener in the Philippines. How about South Korea, Japan? I'll be doing the roll call a little bit later. Stay tuned for the roll call here inside of the lab. And if you want to be a part of the roll call, simply go to nightmoodshdq@gmail.com. Send us a connection that you're listening and where you're listening from, and you'll be part of the roll call. Something new we're bringing to you here on the radio show to kind of give you a little bit of bite, some impact, some skin in the game, right? Well, the atmosphere is playing for everyone. And the server's up, our Discord server. You can go to Discord, create an account, and connect with us. Search Night Moods, hashtag 9811, and you will get an opportunity to grow in the launch of a new server. And we want you to be a part of it. I'm actually out here looking at it right now. And it's still growing. We still got a lot of opportunity for Eagles to come in and check out the channels that we have put on there. Even our Eagle Soundstage is going to be there. Great for you. It's really kind of great for you, because the server is needing a community. And so I was had a dream. It's really kind of cool. Had a dream, and I was asked in the dream about the purpose and the mission of Night Moods. And it's to take the kingdom to the top of the mountains using social, well, not social media, but utilizing radio, and broadcast media. So through this vehicle of Night Moves HQ, this new company, and there was a switch that happened to me in my dream that this interactive, young, very young company that we're building this brand, Night Moves HQ, through this brand, Night Moves HQ, we are taking the kingdom to the top of the mountains. Now, what are those people asking? I'm glad you asked. If you didn't ask, I'll tell you anyway. Through Night Moves HQ. Now, listen, this is the story, because I'm going to be telling the story of Night Moves. Over the next week, we're going to be influencing our Night Eagles in their territories, helping them expand, build their identity structures. We're going to be helping to assist in faith, spirituality, and their belief in family, changing family dynamics with the kingdom of heaven. And there are so many Night Eagles that need to be released from bounds and bounded and binds of religion, right? Or they're in the world, struggling in the world. And so we're going to go to the mountain, impacting the mountain, the family mountain, right? We're going to go to the mountains impacting education mountain, because we're going to establish some education centers through broadcast media. We're going to go to the mountains, change production, and be one of the change agents to production through broadcast media, radio, internet, and television. Say hello to Night Moods HQ. And through culture, we're going to impact, influence, and infect the culture with the kingdom of heaven through arts, entertainment, and increasing Father's blueprint in sports. And we're going to go to the mountain with the kingdom of heaven with business, helping with economics, even in technology. And technology is one thing that we are getting our feet wet, and I'm getting my brain blown away, because I'm getting introduced to cryptocurrency, digital currency, and we're using NFTs. We've been talking about it, but you can learn about it by going to our Discord page, our Discord server, excuse me, because we are experiencing the growing pains of producing NFTs for you, for the radio station, and a VR game, virtual reality. We are creating, the storyboards are being placed. I keep talking about it, so I go and do it, just talk about it, can't tell you about it until we have it physically in my hands. I can say, boom, and we have to go through a whole bunch of legal maneuvers just to make sure that all areas of the VR game system is covered. So that's the impact of Night Moves, the broadcast media company. So to say everything going through the radio station is just the beginning. And then we're talking about television. HD coming. That's all I'll say about that. So if you're listening tonight, and I hope you're listening tonight, I hope you're with us last night. Last night was extraordinary on another level here on the radio show. Because what happened and what occurred, and if you know, as a matter of fact, if you were a part of last night's show, I want you to give the studio line a call. Give me a call if you were a part of last night's show. Now, only if you were a part of last night's show do I want you to call. 563-999-3685 while the atmosphere is queuing up to 100% saturation over there in the secret place. I am here in the lab. Now, last night's show was just off the chain. We literally did not get to finish relaxation. Well, we finished it, but Father took it to a whole another realm. And so I was hearing angels here in the studio. And the atmosphere was so thick in here. I had massive pain and headaches at the beginning of last night's show. You actually will hear me challenged in getting through the beginning of last night's show. I had to sit here and do a ninja text to my wife, who's upstairs above the studio. And she came sprinting down to give me milk to help me get through. And then I heard a watch the power. And I heard him say, watch my power. And I'm like, okay, I'm watching his power. And I began to feel what was happening. He stopped immediately. And then it switched into the show. It, meaning his supernatural effect, switched into the show, which I'm used to in natural meetings. And when I'm with my spiritual brother, Apostle Tim, when we're together, we're used to Father moving in such a supernatural way. But then he did it last night on the radio show, and I couldn't get past in the secret place, the Apex Trading Wall. And so many folks went through a kingdom reality in real time in the realm of the spirit with heart surgery that was being produced, form miraculous heart surgery and brain surgery. So Lesson was really kind of cool. And you just had to have been there. You had to have been in your VIP seat. You had to have been in either one of the three perches so that you could get an understanding of what was going down last night here on the show. Just phenomenal. All praise to our Heavenly Father who is on the throne, who is just awesome, phenomenally awesome. And didn't have enough time tonight because I had to lay down. I literally had to lay down. I was on fumes. I was at the table. We were having dinner and couldn't really stay awake at the table. So I had to lay down. But we got some images that we're going to be showing. Hopefully we can get that up there. I know on my Facebook public page, we put a reel up. But we're going to get some things up during tonight. Might need to see if I can get some help doing that. Special hello to every one of the Night Eagles throughout this one world that we share, including all the intercessors, our prayer warriors like Yana, Mama Huckabee, my wife Jill, who is petitioning, Apostle Brenda up there in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, if you want to become one of the intercessors, I am making an official request here on this side of relaxation for you to hang with us in the perch. The new perch is known as the Arbitrator's Perch, three new perches. They have taken over the old perches, and those old perches simply didn't equate to what Father is literally doing with this radio station, radio show, and television station that we are putting together for you. So you being known as an intercessor, a prayer warrior, and you are an eagle or you are an eagle, but you're a prayer warrior. NightmoodsHDQ@gmail.com or go right now to our Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook fan page and message, I'm getting laughed at, you can see it right now. Do a DM, a direct message, down message, you know, that's what the next generation is doing, right? And message us right now that you are equipped as an intercessor. Because we definitely need you. We need you a part of the team. And we have some things and assignments that we need to get into. And you're going to be hearing about that over the next couple of weeks. Because it's very important with the broadcast and media company that is being branded. And the radio station, which Kira, I have to say, Kira just really threw me out the box earlier tonight. I was asking about the radio station, the name of the radio station, and my daughter's company. We have six kids. So Jasmine's over Kira. Kira's the youngest one. She's here at the house. Brilliance and creativity like her other older two sisters. Jasmine's company, Jazzy J and Art Designs, is doing the graphic design for all the NFTs, which is really kind of awesome. And so we were talking about the radio station. I was just throwing it after her, throwing it off of her, and she was like, no, it doesn't sound good, Dad. You got to change it. I'm like, okay, so what do I change it to? She said 126, the Genesis, not 126. That's so lame. My generation, Dad, they won't listen. But if you say 126, the Genesis, they'll listen. Hey, I'm telling you, 126, the Genesis. 11-11-22 is coming. This November, less than 3 months, left. We're over 3 months and 1 week. 3 months and 1 week and 2 days. 126 of Genesis is coming to you, Internet Radio. We're partnering with Radio.co. They're excited, and they want us on their platform. And I know they want everybody on their platform, but I'm building relationships, and you have to know I'm about building relationships. My grandfather taught me that. My mentors reiterated that. And build relationships, it opens doors much faster. So we're partnered with them, and it's a verbal partnership, a commitment that I make, that I made with them, a 2-year commitment with them. They'll be working on an app for us as well. There's so much going on with Night Moves EQ, and this is just the beginning. And you could be a part of that. So what I've been talking about is leading up to this. You can go to right now to become an Eagle investor. I got to hurry up because I'm on the bottom of the hour. You can go to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch. And you can give your best investment to the radio station for that launch, $4,000 for a 2-month commitment. They're doing all of August and September, a 2-month commitment to raise $34,000 for the 2-year commitment with Radio.co and our partnerships with CSEC, BMI, ASCAP, and all the union services, so that we, when we play our independent artists that are not on regular commercial gospel radio, they have to get paid. And so we have to have these things in order, and this is why we're doing this fundraising like it is. Now, that's just a portion of the phases. You know, there's that 2-year agreement. But we're going to be talking about the story of Night Moves HQ more and more and more, so that you can get the understanding of what God is doing through this radio station under this broadcast media company called Night Moves HQ. And the family of podcasts that will be on there as well. My wife's podcast, Through God's Eyes. So much going on with Night Moves HQ, and you can be a part of that. Go right now to givesendgo.com/nightmoodslaunch to be a part of something special. Help build the mothership that's launching later this November, our year anniversary on the relaunch of Night Moods HQ. I'm Michael, your chief mood officer. We got to get to a small break here because we're hoping to keep the bills paid so we can keep us on Blog Talk Radio. We got the roll call coming up next, as well as the official welcome into Night Moods in the lab. Some music, more instrumental for you. Let us know what you think of the songs coming up.
than one person change the lives of orphans and widows. 1B1 Global Outreach is the answer. We dig wells, build compassion houses, and provide basic needs globally, bringing communities to a new standard of living now full of exciting promise. Check us out at newmillenniumfaithchurch.org/1B1Global Outreach or givesendgo/GC97. Remember, compassion creates change.
Hey, I'm Michael, your CMO. I welcome you to Experience Night Moods. This show is for anyone wanting to receive relaxation and inspiration. I call it the lab, the headquarters, where life gets creative and I get to mix it up so you can fit in. Inside the lab, I get to empower and equip you in your mood and faith. You'll also get interviews from time to time, so enjoy the fellowship, communication, and community as I teach you on all matters of the kingdom. They even told me to get into the deeper stuff. So get ready to discover things about yourself. And yes, I found a way to allow some of my friends in to help me mix it up so you get to engage, encounter, experience, and execute living your life in God's kingdom privileges. This is not going to be your ordinary radio show. It's time for the church to mature. You are listening to Night Moods on Blog Talk Radio. It's time to get into the lab. You're listening to Night Moods HDQ. It's time to get into the lab. Welcome back into Night Moods, everyone. It is a Thursday night, the 25th of August. Hey, if you have a birthday, by the way, I forgot to mention this. If you have a birthday, we can hear from you. We would like you to send an email right now, real quickly, before we can go in and sing you happy birthday. If you also have a wedding anniversary in this month, send us an email, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, or you can go to any one of our social media platforms to let us know, and we'll get you on the radio. Or not, if you want to be on the radio, you can. But see, we're on this side of relaxation, and we want to make sure that we touch all bases. And that includes you who have a birthday in this month. This is probably one of the best months outside of Christ's birthday month. But this month is really kind of cool because it's the 8th month on the Gregorian calendar. Now, when I did my history on when all these calendars were created by Julius Caesar and Constantine, I was blown away. Now, the 8th month was initially the 10th month originally. I got it messed up here, but we're in the 8th month now, right? New beginnings. And we bring you into the fall preparing for winter. And so much happens in the fall and winter on the equinox, right? So that's why this is really kind of cool. So you're in the month of 8. This is the August month. We're celebrating with you on my birthday, Sunday night. Now, it's going to be a special show Sunday night. I want you to make your schedule to be with us here live at 10 p.m. on Sunday night, that is the 28th of August, to our special birthday show here in August, because we're doing fundraising. We're fundraising for the radio station and the broadcast media company known as Night Moods HQ. Now, you can go to any one of our social media sites and check out the video that we made for you to become a Night Eagle investor. You can do that. And we have some gifts. Now, this is only for you if you live in the United States. I am so sorry, Korea, South Korea, and Japan, our brothers and sisters there, and our Canadian brothers and sisters. I'm so sorry because we have free gifts from our partners, Voice of the Martyrs and the Lifebook. And these free gifts cost to ship. So everyone, there's two books that you get. If you go right now to any one of our social media platforms or send an email, you'll be able to get a QR code, our Venmo, official Venmo QR code, to send over your $30 gift to the radio station to help with the launch. And we're going to send you your very own book. It's called Extreme Devotional. Let me go over here and get it for you real quick. This is a 365-day book called The Stream Devotional. And it's ancient to modern-day believers who sacrificed everything to Christ. It's really kind of cool. It's a devotional for every day. Now, when we got this box finally, two boxes, actually three boxes of these, I wasn't sure what the box was. And then I opened up the small box when we did the video yesterday, and it's a prayer guide. So you're getting, for $30, if you go right now, send an email to nightmoveshdq@gmail.com. Now, if you live here in the States, this is a gift that the radio station and the broadcast company is giving to you. The prayer guide, a 2022 global prayer guide. So our nations around the world, you're listening, your country, your nation is going to be in this prayer guide. And so it's just strategies in the kingdom of how to pray for our brothers and sisters in areas and countries and nations that are there being persecuted to the highest level. And so that's the gift that we're going to give out to you. The prayer guide is courtesy of Voice of the Martyrs and also the international, the Voice of the Martyrs Extreme Devotional Book, 365-day devotional stories. For $30, you get this two-book set. Now, the devotional book is a big book. It's 377 pages. And the prayer guide is a booklet, but it's not as thick as the book. So we're going to get that shipped out to you about 3 to 5 business days. So you can do that becoming a Night Eagle investor for a $30 investment. Now, if you're saying $30 is too much, have you heard of inflation? Have you heard what's going on with the economics? Well, I have. But God knows how to move his resources and provision around, right? And so we have this little booklet from our partners at the Life Book. And this is for your kids. If you have kids in middle school, high school, or they're getting into their freshman orientation at college, if you become a Night Eagle for $10, we're going to send you this book for free. It's a little booklet courtesy of our partners at the Life Book. And we got 300 of these bad boys shipped, drop shipped to us. And so we have enough until supplies last. So you can get on this right now, in this moment, over the week. It would be awesome to sell out of these over this weekend. So you have two options. If you don't want to go to givesandgo.com/nightmoodslaunch, and you can give by a general give that way, or you can give a $10 gift and receive a free booklet gift from our partners at the Life Book Group, because we want to just not take your money. We want to be able to receive your money and give you something in return while we utilize your money, place it into the ship, and the ship launches and goes into our 17 nations, and we get to help influence through music, worship, praise, inspirational gospel, Christian music, Christian jazz, and gospel hip-hop. And on the weekends, we're going to be influencing you, when you listen to the radio station, 126 Genesis, with our brothers and sisters from our different nations listening to the program. That's on Saturday nights from, I think, 12 until 4 a.m. We're playing inspirational music from our different brothers and sisters. So when you give, you're not just giving so that we can take it and run with it. You're going to give, and we're going to give you something back here in the United States. Now, if you're from outside of the United States and you're saying, hey, what about me? Well, then we have something for you, because we're going to help create you and I an account on the Discord, and you're going to have special VIPs to Q&As from different artists, and also special meet and greets, special meetings from life coaches, financial coaches, and that's all going down on the Eagle Soundstage on the Discord. And we are going to be switching everything up on our Facebook official pages, because we're going to bring our group into the Facebook fan page. And so we're making some changes in the month of August and September where you can be a part. You're part of a community. And this is a very young company that stretched out in 17 nations. And with that being said, we have a roll call to get through. Now, we're doing a roll call each and every night on this side of relaxation during a two-hour show. Now, the roll call, please let you know we are listening to, and it's my way of saying hello to all of our nations who are listening to the show right now. So, Night Eagles, around this one world that we share, welcome in from the great countries and nations of Canada, South Korea, our Japanese brothers and sisters. Now, you have to understand something. I have not met our Japanese and South Korean brothers and sisters, but we are getting our demos, and they come in after every show, and the increase in South Korea and the increase of the reach in Japan is crazy good. And so this little company, Night Moods HQ, this broadcast media company, is growing in these two nations fast. And so I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for just being here. On with the roll call. Philippines, Russia, France, Germany, Ireland, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Sweden, Australia, New Zealand, Spain, Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Brazil, Ghana, Ethiopia. Special hello to the Ghanaians and Ethiopians and our new listeners by way of the South in Mexico and our Peruvian brothers and sisters, our Night Eagles there and in Bulgaria. Now, did I mention Serbia? Because Serbia needs to be on there, and we have listeners over there in Serbia, which is really kind of cool. So that's our nightly roll call here inside of Night Moods. And if you want to be a part of the roll call, simply how do you do? Well, what you do is you listen to the show. And you can either email us and let us know that you are listening in real time each and every night that we're on here. Understand that, you know, because Night Moods is an oasis and a lighthouse, you may not listen to the show every night because you might not be dealing with stress or you got some relief throughout your day. But just let us know simply, and we'll get the numbers. So that's part of our roll call that you understand what God is doing to this little radio company and media company and this little radio show. Now, I'm going back to calling it little because I got the reality smacked in my face about 2 weeks ago on a meeting with a bigwig in the podcast space. And we have to do. But see, this work is going to get done because of word of mouth. And as long as we are bringing to you professionalism, family, integrity, value, quality, then you're going to say what our brothers and sisters are saying in our nations that we just did the roll call. You're going to go tell and share. And that's what we want. We want you to tell and share because when you tell and share, it draws more people to our Heavenly Father and get to invade and engage the presence of the kingdom of heaven. See, it's not even about me as your chief mood officer. It's about the radio company and this radio station that we're building. And so we're using our spiritual influence to infect nations. And you can be a part of that. And I want someone to write that down somewhere. Maybe if Jill is listening, put that on one of our pages for me. What I just said, that through our spiritual influence, we are infecting the nation with the kingdom of heaven through music and broadcast media. And that's why the call to action is for you to become a part of what we're doing. Because we can't do it without you. There's just, unless God says, you're going to be the one and I'm going to just use you because I'm going to rewrite the history books and just use you to do it. No, he's not doing that. And I'm not too caught up in myself to begin to believe that. No, he's going to use the ecclesia, brothers and sisters from like where we are, the roll call, where everyone is already listening to. But he's going to add to the foundation. And those of you who are on the foundation, you are the builders of this word that we love as part of the video game, the Aerie. Did you know the Aerie is known as the Eagle's Nest? And that's our foundation. So we're building the Aerie to Night Moods HQ and the radio station 126, the Genesis. I love it. In the nest. And eagles being the highest apex bird, smartest bird, they have to get into rarefied altitude and allow the Spirit, the wind of God, to take them, and they soar under the wings. They soar under the air, Father. And so the eyrie is the nest of eagles. And this is the foundation of night moves. And night moves is the foundation of the radio station. And the radio station is the foundation to our broadcast company known as Night Moves HQ. So the storyboard is going to be coming out about the radio company, the broadcast company, the radio station, and this flagship show. And so on the radio station, you're going to get a whole bunch of programming, a whole bunch of music that's going to bring you into the presence of our Heavenly Father. And I'm dying and waiting, anticipation for this to happen. It's like birthing a child. And, you know, we don't get it as guys, but, you know, this is the closest that I can say. Getting a birth, a radio station, is a massive project, and you're part of the foundation. You're part of the foundation. You're part of the foundation. I feel like Oprah Winfrey giving away free cars. But now that you're part of the foundation, I'm calling you to action. You can do that by simply going to any one of our official social media pages and you simply hanging out with us to build this kingdom community. So with that being said, we have some work to do. We have some newbies that were listening to the show. Thank you for listening. And you're listening, by the way, to Blog Talk Radio. I've been with Blog Talk Radio for over 12 years. And we made the relaunch of the radio show last year, last November. And since the relaunch, you are now listening to a two-hour show. This is the flagship show of 126, the Genesis, coming to you later in November. And see, you're at this crossroads, and you're here because the Holy Spirit has guided you here. And kind of sneaky of the Holy Spirit, because maybe you're listening to maybe one of your friends, and they've been listening. They, you know, they come and go because this is known as the Oasis. They come and go. And you're here because they invited you to come and listen and check it out because they said, you know, I have a friend that's stressed, but they didn't tell you that you were stressed. They wanted to get you some help. They wanted you to get into the Oasis and the Lighthouse where you can get some separation from your situation, your circumstances, and your crisis. You'll hear me talk about this a lot. But see, you're at this crossroads. And even I have been to this crossroads. But see, my crossroads is not like your crossroads, and your crossroads is not like the rest of the Night Eagles crossroads because we all have our meeting with God. And it's at that crossroads where he encounters us. I call it you're arrested by the kingdom and the presence of his kingdom. And he will use his angels, his spirits. He will use his children to arrest you. And so I came by way of my brother and sisters who arrested me at this church that didn't want to go. And I didn't want to go down to the altar when I was playing with Christianity. And see, here, just for me, at the crossroads, I was there, and when I was there, I had to make that choice. I had to hear what the messenger of God was telling me to do at that moment. And so when that happened to me, I immediately knew at that moment in time that I had to change. I had to repent because the kingdom of heaven was not only at hand, but powerful, on assignment. For a moment in my life to catch me, and I surrendered at that crossroads. I really did. I knew at that crossroads when that elder looked at me, that deacon, at that Assemblies of God church, him and his wife, as they prayed over me, and I was the first of the couples on the left side of the altar. If you go to any Assemblies of God church inside the sanctuary, they all look kind of the same. So in this setting, sanctuary of 3,000 plus individuals, brothers and sisters who I really didn't have a connection to, maybe a handful at best, to be dragged down, to be prayed over, and be on the first, the left side of the altar. So visualize the stage of an Assemblies of God church, and then you have those steps. About 7 steps up to the top of the stage, right, where the pastor does his teaching, his hermeneutics from the altar, the podium. So they call at the altar. I'm on the front left of the front, and newbies, you're listening to me because I'm giving you a testimony. Got to hurry up because we're going to run into the secret place because we're getting into the alarm that's going to go off here from the horn. And so I'm sitting here. This is part of the story because he wants me to tell the stories. And so I'm sitting on the left, standing on the left, and this deacon and his wife, he is African-American and she is not. He's white. Jeremy comes over and gives them the mic because he was going to use his elders to pray and hear the prayer audibly in the sanctuary. And inside, I'm saying, no, this is not going to happen. I am not here for this. Do not do this. No, no, no. Have you ever been there? Am I the only one? Surely I'm not. But he looked at me, the elder. I looked at him, and inside, I'm trembling. Outside, I'm standing as a young man. And he just stared at me, smiling, and I locked eyes on him. He locked eyes on me, and I knew it wasn't going anywhere. I kind of knew it was over because I had been given two other alarms in my life. My grandmother told me I would be used by God mightily, and I did not want to hear that from my grandmother. And then I was dating, said that she's supposed to marry a pastor. And I looked at her square in the face and said, you are with the wrong person. That's not ever going to happen. And this third time at the church in October 2007, because I became saved in 1984, playing with Christianity, didn't understand religion, and did what I needed to do because I was an athlete, and that's all I did. Went to school, went to college, played pro ball, played semi-pro ball. But here at this meeting, I was at the crossroads. So I was back to the crossroads. And here at the crossroads, he was getting ready to pray for me, pray over me, but he never prayed. He simply looked me dead in the face and said, God has called you to this moment to use you mightily for his kingdom. I was undone. When he said that, it connected me to my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, Grandma Mary, because she said those very same words, and I knew I was done. It was at that moment that I stopped. I repented. I said, Father, I'm yours. That's what I said. And I meant it. Now, when I repented, I had to tell him internally because he never prayed for me. He just looked at me, and then he said what he said, and then he said some more emotional things to me that had me confirmation and affirmed that this was Father in this moment, arrested me in Father's kingdom. So real quickly, this crossroads you're at, repent. Turn from the errors of your ways. Father has called you to this moment. It's the Holy Spirit that brought you here, and he is pricking your heart, massaging your heart. At the same time, he is literally persuading, convincing, and convicting your mind. This is why you know that you have to apologize to our Creator so that you can come into him through his Son who died for you, and then now you can believe in his Son. So what happens is when you believe, you become separated from your old life. And that old life that's connected to the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of wickedness, I'm going to talk about that. And now you are transferred through Jesus Christ into the kingdom of heaven. And so all things to you are new spiritually. And so the mind has to begin the transformation as you learn how to become a daughter and a son at this crossroads. And that's for you. And I just say to you this little bit of wisdom. Stay in the faith. Stay in the faith and just grow and ask questions, ask questions. Do not stop asking questions just as much as I don't want you to stop in your faith, learning about who you are as a daughter and son. That's where you're at. We're seconds away. Seconds away. Is the Night Eagles ready? I know I am. This is Night Moods right on Blog Talk Radio. The atmosphere is getting to 100%. in the secret place. That's our next destination. We're just waiting. Night Eagles from around the world, it is Michael here with you outside the secret place. We are just on moments around the threshold of stepping in the secret place. Now, last night was phenomenal, supernaturally, outrageously crazy. I can't put any more descriptors on what Father did last night to the show. People are shy when they step into the kingdom of heaven for the first time. I recognize that. They don't want to be put on the spotlight, but I had to text my wife last night. Now, I'm going to make this real quick because we're going to step into the situation called the secret place, and we're going to go in to get some separation from the stress that's connected to our situation, our circumstance, and the crisis that we are all dealing with, not all at the same time, but one of the three. And I had to text her in real time last night to what I was hearing here in the secret place. I was literally listening to angels speak inside of the lab. And so I texted her a couple questions, and she texted me back that her ears are being ringed. I was hoping she would call in, but she didn't want to call in because she's like that sometimes. That's okay. But I'm telling a little bit of her testimony because I have to have verifiable witness of what is going on, because what happened last night never happens on the radio show. It happens in meetings that myself and Tim and Joe are in, and it happens when we're driving down the highway, going to meetings or going to events or whatnot. And so we actually step into the presence of our Heavenly Father, and we step into the presence of the kingdom when we are going to meetings. And signs, wonders, and miracles break out, and in some meetings, we're not even doing anything, and that's the glory to God. We don't have to serve when he is doing what he is doing in the immediate moment. And we just get to experience him as children. Not as servants, not as apostles, not as prophets, not as teachers or evangelists. We all come and just sit there, and we are uniquely undone spiritually when Father is moving in the way he is moving supernaturally. And that occurred last night. Not sure what's going to happen tonight. It's hard to bring forth a testimony of that magnitude. All I have to say is we have the archives. We're actually going to put it up, and you can listen to it on any of our social platforms for yourself. But see, we're out here. We're here now, and we have to bring everyone into the three perches. Now, these three perches, as we get ready to step into the secret place, have everything to do with your VIP seat. Now, the first perch is the Utopian perch, and this is the former stargazers. Now, your dreams are up there in the night sky and the day sky. And your dreams, I believe, are protected by the stars. And there are so many stars in the universe. Those stars, planets, celestials, whatever you have been taught about them, thousands upon millions, times millions, protect your dreams. And so you're here in the Utopian perch. Come on, grab your seat, sit down, make yourself comfortable. You had enough time listening to me gab. And so you're considering your progress toward your dreams. And may this show, may the radio station, may Night Moods HQ, now listen to me, good. It is my hope as CEO of Night Moods HQ that this show helps you manifest towards your dreams, that the radio station helps you manifest toward your dreams, and any of our programming helps you manifest toward your dreams, at the same time helping you to have a reality as a daughter and son in Father's kingdom in real time as you live on the earth. That's my hope. He's given this to me, and I took a 45-minute nap. He said, now tell story of what I'm doing with you. Don't worry about who will believe it, who won't believe it. You tell the story, and I'll make the changes. So I'm doing what he said to do. And so the second perch, now you heard me talk about this. This is for our prayer warriors, our eagles who are prayers. And if you're our prayer, we need you a part of the team. We need you in the nest. Your perch is known as the arbitrator. That's the arbitrator's purse, because you are arbitrating on behalf of the rest of the Night Eagles around the world and our nations. You heard them in the roll call. And so we need you strategically in worship and prayer, in dancing and singing, in your heavenly language, knowing how to halt any opportunity of Lucifer, Apollyon, Satan, and his fallen angels against the assignments of God. So we need you. Simply go right now, real quickly, nightmoodshdq@gmail.com, and we'll get you up. And you're going to need to get a Discord account, because we have a private channel for our prayer warriors, because they're kingdom heavenly intel that cannot be disturbed. And so they are in that private channel. You're protected with prayer. Your words are protected. It's security to get in there in the first place. That's the second perch of the Ari. I say it Ari or Ari. Jasmine will kill me. It's Ari. The last perch is known as the petitioner's perch. Now, if you are one who just wants to know God and get to know him deeply, whether you're female or male, that's the perch for you. All of you have your Bibles. Don't have your Bibles. You have notebooks. You have Kleenex. And it just goes down in any one of these perches, I'm telling you. Now, as you're sitting here, remember this. Faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. So you must activate, and I request you to participate. I encourage you to participate. It is your portion. So with that being said, we're going to take a standby. And if you have any dreams, you got a minute and 30 seconds to write down. Sitting in the nest called the Airy. Welcome to the special oasis known as Night Moods, the lighthouse known as Night Moods, this small radio show connected to the broadcast media brand that we call Night Moods HQ, the headquarters, to help you bring positivity, help me bring you positivity into your mood, and help equip you in the level of faith that God has given you. One of the models of the radio station and the company, I want to tell you that. And we put the model here on the flagship show. And here inside the secret place, we're not inside the lab, by the way. That secret place I'm talking about that we're getting ready to step into, that's the space where everybody can come inside and enter in their chair, get comfortable, and you can get release from all that is engaging, surrounding, and conflicting you in your situations, your circumstances. And if you're in a crisis, you have special rights here in a secret place, right? Especially in the lab. Now, you get these four permissions. The first permission is for you. Now, write this down. You get permission to be selfish. You get permission to be alone. Do not think about anybody except for yourself. It is okay to be alone. We're not talking about being lonely. If you are lonely, you're in the right moment for you to interact with me here on the radio, and you can help be a part of the community if you are lonely. But your first permission is you get to be selfish. Second permission is you get to be alone. That means you get to be alone away from your family, friends, children, so that you can be with your Heavenly Father who is with you when you step into the secret place and the presence of His kingdom. So you need to be alone because He needs to do heart surgery with you. And Jesus needs to do brain surgery. So you have to be alone. People can't come into the operating table when you're going under operation. It's just you and the physician. And our chief physician is calling you in. Third permission is you get to express all of your emotions. Bengals, all of our brothers out here, unlock your soul closets. That's okay. You unlock. Don't worry about who's looking at you. Don't worry about your dignity. Don't worry about your pride, your ego. Lay that down. Unlock your soul closet. And last permission is you get to present yourself in the secret place with just the rest of us from around this one world that we share so that everybody can get recharged. Now, how many of you want to get recharged? Okay. So the recharge is going to happen. Surgery is getting ready to happen in the heart. Surgery is getting ready to happen in your brain. And this VIP seat, because you're sitting in one of the three Aries, those perches, you get to listen in, participate, and get reconnected with yourself in your spirituality. That is your reality, your relationship with your Heavenly Father through Jesus, all equipped, witnessed, ratified by the power of the Holy Spirit, where you get to encounter your Heavenly Father. Isn't that kind of cool? And so whether you're here inside the lab with me or right where you are at listening to the show, whether you are driving, you are at work, pay attention as you are on the road. I'll do my best to keep you awake. And multitask, but don't stop working. Doesn't matter where you're at. I don't ever talk about religious theology or religious spin. I'm not here to keep you from entering through Jesus. I'm here to get you to Jesus so you can step in yourself and you can be encouraged and empowered to build your identity as daughter and son. No religion here inside the radio station, the radio show, or the company. In that space, that secret place, you just heard the shofar, the horn, the shofar blew. It's ready for us to enter into, and that's where the place is really saturated. And so this is a faith movement. You can't jump in the secret place, step across the line with your mind, because you're just going to step across the line onto the other side of the carpet, on the other side of the hardwood floor, or on the side of the deck, other side of the front porch. See, this takes the faith, and your faith is what's going to lead you into the presence of your Heavenly Father. And so there's no religious spin. And inside the secret place, I'm talking fast. I got to hurry up and get us in here because it's so much fun. It's getting ready to happen. Inside that secret place, this secret place that we're getting ready to step into, well, you get to refocus. You get to regain control because we're going to trade and give up control. And we get to get restored in our emotions. And everyone will receive unconditional love known as agape love that goes in the secret place, goes down in the secret place, that happens in the secret place. It's everything's in the secret place. And you don't need a scheduled time to go there. We just are here for you nightly. And even when we're not here, we help you and remind you that you can go into the secret place at any time. But collectively, all the egos come to the perches, and we do it Monday through Friday. And that is because you are important. One of three attributes, I want you to write this word down. I am important. You're important to your Heavenly Father because you came to the crossroads. You repented from the errors of your ways. You asked for forgiveness. You believe that Father sent His Son, Creator, sent His Son who died for you, rose on the third day, and He gave you His Father's Holy Spirit. He did. And so when that happens, you're important because your Father deems you important to carry His Holy Spirit in your heart. Now, Jesus Christ saved you from the kingdom of darkness. That's salvation. You were saved from an inferior kingdom, and you were transferred into Father's heavenly kingdom. In that small window of transfer, is the highest kingdom transaction of born again. And that's the Holy Spirit infilling your heart, taking residence, possessing your heart. And he is the witness, the testifier, the evidence to Father and his kingdom and the throne. And this is why you're important. And if I'm doing my job correctly, I'm going to nurture you into that belief. And as you live, working out your faith in fear and trembling every day and night that you have been given grace to breathe, you're going to understand your importance. And that's if I'm doing my job correctly. So I'm virtually here, reality in this setting right here inside tonight in the lab to help each and every one of you get reset and rest in Heavenly Father, in his presence, in that secret place, so that he alone and with the help of the presence of his kingdom help to equip you and prepare you to re-enter back into the pathway toward your destination. So, welcome in. It's been a long journey tonight. Wasn't sure how this was going to kind of work out because last night's kind of, you know, it's the ebb and flow. When the wave comes in, it comes in hard, crashing, and then it goes out. Maybe we're still in the flow of the wave, and maybe it's on its way out. So we're here. The secret place is right before you. Now, I want you to go ahead and stand up. Everyone, stand up. Stand up in your area. Stand up in your perch. Grab your Bible with you. And I want you to take one of your fingers and place a line from your feet. Now, I'm only doing what the Holy Spirit taught me to do in Morocco over a decade ago, and I've been doing this ever since. So when you draw a line, this is done by faith. Faith without the corresponding works is dead faith. So if you stand there and don't draw a line, where's your faith? Who has your faith? Now, before we step across, now I have to say this real quick. A lot of things because it's important. All the important things need to be said, and all the unimportant things need not to be said. The spirit of pride, the spirit of arrogance, the spirit of apprehension, the spirit of fear, and the spirit of worry and dignity. Spirit of dignity, pride, apprehension, fear, arrogance cannot step into the secret place. So you have a choice to make a declaration and give the familiar spirits that are telling you, man, you shouldn't be doing this. This stuff is crazy. You know, you're much better than this. Look at people looking at you, and you're about to do something invisible. You're possessed by a demon. No, I'm not possessed by a demon. The devil is a liar. You're the one who's having issues. But they can't come in the presence of God unless God calls them in the presence to judge them. And they don't want to be judged right now. So they're dealing with you, and they're familiar to how he works in heaven. And because they're familiar with how he works in heaven, they are keeping you from stepping across the line. But the rest of us, we're going to step across the line, and then we're going to participate. So step across the line in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inside the secret place, Orson. Welcome in. There are four walls that surround you. And by the way, this is the most safest space on radio, bar none. This is trending. The secret place is always trending. People can't find it. They are exploring for it. They don't realize by faith you step in. Jesus did this. It's recorded in the scriptures, especially in John chapter 17, when he goes in before the Garden of Gethsemane. And it's in the garden where he tells his three elect disciples. He gives them instructions. You guys stay over here. I'm going to go on the other side of the garden, and I got to have a conversation with my Heavenly Father, because I don't know if I can do this crucifixion thing. It's getting hot and heavy, and I literally have to fulfill Father's command. I have to do this. Can you imagine that conversation if you were the one who had to be the one to die for all of creation? Like, how many of you are signing up for that? Seriously. So that's what he was talking to them in John chapter 17. Then you have the most intimate prayer and conversation between Father and Yeshua. And so involved in that, I want you to understand this. Father is everywhere at every time, and there is not a place that Father is not in. He's Lord over it all. He is creator over it all, King of kings, Lord of lords, and his Son sits at the right hand of his power. Now, the secret place that you stepped into, I want you to be open tonight. Be open with your heart, because we're going to submit the body and surrender the mind. I recognize for some of you dealing with levels of stress and levels of burdens, it's hard to shut the mind down. Trust me, I just did this for 90 minutes earlier today. I could not go to sleep, and so I was on fumes because I got so much on my plate here. And it's awesome responsibilities. I was talking to Jill about it on a way to get pizza tonight. It's also at the same time, it is earth-shattering. You hear me? Earth-shattering when Father gives you an assignment, because you don't know what to do with it. And you work it, and you work it, and you work it, and it doesn't work to the ways of God. And so I was having this moment. So I want you to be expecting to receive information, a revelation. I want you to be expecting to see, receive a warning. I want you to even be expecting to receive a promise. And I also, out of all the expectancies, the greatest one is this, that you give of yourself inside this place right now, because surrounding you is simply four spiritual walls. These are four kingdom walls. And what's on these walls are written in first person for every one of you going through some situations. Now, I know we're up against some time here, but do not worry about that. It's all screens are off. We're just riding with the atmosphere in the secret place. But we're going to get through this tonight. I believe we are. Four walls are going to be surrounding you if you look around. Make yourself comfortable. Now, there are going to be atmosphere pressure changes because there are going to be angels stepping into some of your atmospheres and your environments, and they are coming to help and serve you. That's according to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. So don't be alarmed. That's natural progression in Father's kingdom. That's stepping into his presence. Angels have always been impacting the earth realm, far greater than the fallen angels, familiar spirits. And so we have to get used to Father's heavenly spirits, Father's heavenly angels, and the rankings of those angels if you're going to make it through in this life. So be expectant across the board. Give of yourself. Faith without the corresponding works is known as dead. And this important deal right here, this one right here, our Heavenly Father knows every one of our thoughts before they leave our mind. So your presence is supreme. And he wants to hear from you because he's doing heart surgery. The chief physician is doing heart surgery. He wants to have a conversation and hear from you while he's doing supernatural, miraculous heart surgery. The chief physician wants to hear from you. And there is nothing that can hinder you in this moment with the chief physician. And Messiah is doing brain surgery. So all systems are set to go. The first wall is Matthew chapter 6, and verse 6 is also one of the foundations here inside the secret place. We have made it in first person, so you're going to hear it how you ought to hear it when you're reading and studying the scriptures. Jesus Christ says this to you. Listen to what he says. But whenever you pray, enter into your secret place and shut the door behind you and pray to your Heavenly Father who is in secret, and your Heavenly Father who sees in the secret will reward you. Now, this word pray is known in the Greek as proyoskome. This word proyoskome is to talk about your wish. You understand this word. In this setting, he wants to talk about your wishes in this setting. That's the Hebraic understanding to this word pray here in the secret place, according to Matthew 6 and verse 6. Pray to my Heavenly Father who is in the secret place, and my Heavenly Father who sees in the place will reward you. So he's saying, pray about your wishes here in the secret place. Now, I've been doing this show for a long while, And I have been teaching since 2007. And this just hit me. I love learning. Because I've glossed over this, but after my dream I had earlier today, he's telling me to slow down. So this word, pray, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, proioskome, is this word in the original language, pray for, wish for. It's the verb, the action, pray for, wish for. While Father's doing heart surgery, he's not doing heart surgery centered around your needs. He's doing heart surgery to take off what is dying so that you can get into the wishful thinking with your Heavenly Father. Now, the wishful thinking derives out of your heart at the same time, out of your emotions and your logic. And that's why Jesus is doing the brain surgery. Oh, I wish I had a couple people typing this down for me. The second wall right behind you, I'm getting excited here because it's like he's saying, now the understanding comes after. And this is what he does to me. When he does a supernatural event, and I'm up here dancing here in the secret place, when he does a supernatural manifestation to the levels that we experienced last night, the understanding comes after. That's how he's trained me up. And so this wall right behind you is known as the training wall. This is the stumbling wall for me last night. Couldn't get past this if I wanted to. The training wall is the apex wall. We're going to trade the stress and, more specifically, the burdens that you are carrying in your soul closet. Your brain is connected to your soul. You can't see your soul, and you are troubled with your spirit that you can't see. Now, that sounds crazy. You can't see your soul connected to your brain. But your soul and brain working together are warring against the spirit. You can't see your spirit, and you can't see your soul. There's something at odds. It's in your brain. So this is a trading wall. We're going to trade the burdens in our soul closet, and we're going to go into the depths of the soul closet. I want you to participate specifically right here, because if you want to elevate, if you want that reward, I believe that reward has something to do with this trading. Because the kingdom of heaven is about trading. When you understand the writings from Genesis to Revelation, even in the lost books that you don't have, because they said, give you the lost books, you're going to not want to come to me for my authority. That's what the bishop did in the five councils. So, Matthew 11, verse 28 and 29, Jesus Christ is saying this to you. This is the trading wall. He says this, come to me, all of you who work and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Listen to what he's saying to you right there. The third wall over here to your right, this side, that's your right side. This is the third wall. This, if you are dealing with a legal matter in the earth realm, you want to go to the Supreme Court because you are a child of God. And you have permission to go before his court and seek the Supreme Court to rule in your earth setting. Now, I'm telling you what we have done before dealing with this in the small groups that I have been and led the prayer and been a part of the petitions before his courtroom. And we have watched in real time as our testimony. I tell you the truth. We have watched God adjust, alter, and crush verdicts in the courtroom and dismiss them. That takes a minute to think about that. I know I get it. Luke chapter 18, verses 4 through 8 has everything to do with the unjust judge. And here inside this wall right here, if you're dealing with a court, a legal matter, pay attention to this wall. This is the unjust judge and the widow is seeking to wear the unjust judge out because the widow knows something that the unjust judge does not know. She knows her kingdom rights. And the unjust judge, when you read and study this, he recognizes that she knows her kingdom rights, and he relents because she places her kingdom rights before his judgment seat. And he rules in her favor because the Father rules first. Verse 7, Jesus is speaking directly to you. If you are dealing with a legal matter in the earth realm, pay attention to what Jesus Christ says to you. This is in first person. Luke chapter 18, verse 7, and will not my Father surely do it, that justice is done to you, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? And will he delay towards you? That causes you to find your answer to Jesus in this moment. And while you're looking for your answer, for some of you have your answer, so give them your answer. There's the shofar again, letting us know to work. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 is the last and final wall surrounding you. This is the fortress, the most safest space on radio. You cannot be hindered in this moment. It is your time to be 100% authentic. Nothing less than 100% will be approved here in the secret place. Nothing less than 100%. Father wants your best. He wants more than your best because he's given you his excellence. So meet him here at the table. He's going to do heart surgery. If you're up against the clock, you're in a deadline financially, economically, physically, psychologically, whatever the thing is for you, I could go down the laundry list, but you fill in the blanks like Mad Lib. Remember that old game? Fill in the blanks, whatever your deadline is. I want you to pay attention to this wall. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to the Hebraic side of the bloodline. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and 16, therefore, let us approach the confidence to the throne of grace in order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If you're in a time of need, pay attention to this wall. You can go before the throne of grace, but you go in confidence. And this word confidence, the parousia, this word confidence, the parousia, is simply with boldness, with courage, plain, and intentionality. Four walls surround you. I'm going to help you breathe in the breath of life. Take it in a deep breath. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And when I count you down to 5 to 1, you're going to slow inhale, a slow exhale. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to do that exercise. Breathing in the breath of life, we're going to start right now with the body. We're going to submit the body before our Heavenly Father. Now, if you have any type of illness in your body, any sickness, the symptoms and signs of the sickness and illness in your body, and that includes if you have been given a report from a doctor or diagnosis, I'm only discussing the symptoms and the signs. We're going to submit all of that by breathing in the breath of life here inside the secret place in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and relax your body. We're simply relaxing the body, calming the body down on this Thursday night here in the secret place. I'm down here in the secret place where you are, breathing in the breath of life with you, relaxing my body as well. We're going to do another breath, breathing in the breath of life right now. Now, this is going to deal with your crisis. Now, I want to speak primarily to the eagles who are dealing with the crisis and the eaglet. So either you're a new beginner in the faith or a new beginner to the listening of the show here in the secret place, and you're still here with us. If you're dealing with a crisis in this moment, presently, what is happening is there are familiar spirits governing and ruling in your territory, in your environment, and when they come in impacting, influencing your environment, you are being smacked in the side of the face like going through an intersection at 75 miles an hour, and they said red light. And then there's cross traffic traveling at 75 miles an hour. Why so fast? Because life happens that fast in the realm of the spirit. And so this crisis hits you hard. And when crisis hits anyone in an environment, in a given territory, which is the parameters, the borders of which crisis lives in and causes its inflictions and impedes the environment, which is the people, the nations, you in that environment, and the atmosphere is all crazy, the friction from what is distortion. You can't even hear. You can't see because it's happening immediately. Crisis calls chaos. Chaos and crisis team up against you in your environment, and you are being spiritually clothed with trauma. The trauma impacts your body. Wounds and scars to the body connected to the mind and soul. But here, we're talking about the crisis and the trauma that you have come because you've gone through the presently gone through. And if you've gone through crisis called chaos, and you've gone through, you've been spiritually clothed, naturally fitted with trauma. That naturally fit causes what is now this proverbial word, post-traumatic stress, that disorder. It disorders the brain. It affects the body, disorders the brain, because trauma is clothed into the emotions and the logic, and it hinders the abilities. Calming this down, downshifting the trauma in your body in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax the body. Submitting the body here in a secret place, moving on to the mind, your emotions, which is your mindset. I'm sorry, your state of mind, your mindset, your logic, and your abilities, how you do, what you do, when you do, and why what you do. We're going to surrender that. And earlier today, part of my story today, I can tell you, I was on fumes last night, was going to go on a cycle night ride to practice, didn't go. It was raining, decided to go walking instead and did a wisdom talk while I was walking. Got back about 4:30-ish and had to be up at 9 to go clean because my wife and I have a cleaning business and we work with my mother. And so I had to clean and came home and I was just done. Spent Kira and then fell out. But I couldn't go to sleep because my brain was racing. So those of you who have their mind overdrive. Now, overdrive is overanalyzing, overcritical, over micromanaging, and you can't shut the mind down. Now, I had trouble doing this. I couldn't go to sleep. And then tonight, I got 45 minutes in, which is kind of awesome, a blessing. Thank you, Father. One way that you can practice surrendering the mind is just stating the name of Yeshua, speaking his name on repeat. And I should have done this earlier this afternoon, but I was just done, tired. I thought I was just going to fall into sleep, but it never happened. I was wide awake. I was talking to the Lord on the bed, like, I can't do this. My body was at rest, but my mind wasn't. Saying the name of Jesus, just repeat his name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. You can actually make a song out of it, but your cadence is going to come out strong. Some of you are going to scream, yell, cry it out. Cry his name out. However, you need to get his name out into the atmosphere. What you're doing by doing that, saying the name of Jesus, you are putting the mind, your emotions, your logic on notice that we are slowing down because Jesus is the name above every name, and my brain has a name. Your emotions have a name. Your logic has a name. And your abilities, well, they have a name too. You could be good at what you do. You could be average at what you do. Isn't good a name? Isn't average a name? It's an adjective. It's an adverb. It's a verb. It's a preposition, possibly. Maybe you like but, and everything comes out your mouth is but. I can do it, but. I would like to go, but. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's no but to that. Saying the name of Jesus Christ. Give me a little bit more time to say his name. Repeating his name, and as you begin to slow down in the cadence, well, I believe what is happening to you is your mind is coming under surrender, your emotions. So if you're sad, depressed, Jesus Christ is above depression. Jesus Christ is above schizophrenia. Jesus Christ is above dementia. Jesus Christ is above anything that is placing its spiritual tentacles in your natural brain, causing your brain to be distressed, distorted, deep. It's time for those tentacles to come off of your brain, get you off of the pain medicine, get you off of the brain medicine, I'm telling you my story. I could give you a whole bunch. I do have it on the podcast. And he took me off of depression, literally. Saying the name all over again. Now, we're going to get ready to count this down. We're going to count it down. You're going to take a deep breath. Mind is surrendered. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax the mind. Now we're surrendering the mind. We're going to go back to saying the name of Jesus over again. Repeat his name. You are a victim of any type of abuse. Now that's a question. I'm not making a pronouncement over you. If you are a victim of any type of abuse or you are one with low self-esteem because you've gone through some trauma, the trauma you've gone through because chaos equipped your spouse, your boyfriend, your family member, your friend. But chaos didn't do it alone. Chaos called crisis. And these two terroristic familiar spirits wreaked havoc in your atmosphere, in your environment, against the people who were open to the tricks and manipulations of these demonic spirits that are familiar to you because they know how Father works. So they're distorting everything and causing terror in your environment through people who say they love you, who like you, and they have turned on you because they've been possessed by the spirit. You've been hit with trauma. No more self-victimization. Anything that's happening, entanglement into your emotional side of the brain, in your logic, that is hindering your skill sets and your abilities. It is time for your deliverance. It's time for your liberation. Say the name of Jesus. Get his name out of your mouth. If you are struggling in this moment, it's because the realm of the spirit has attacked your throat, but you're going to speak out right now. You have the freedom in the secret place to speak the name of Jesus. You're not speaking religion. You're not speaking any type of denomination. This is a kingdom reality. When we call upon Jesus, the expectation is that he shows up. Call on him with your heart. Surrendering the mind in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath and let's relax the mind. Here we are. Two downs, status strategies in the kingdom being implemented. We submitted the body twice. We just completed surrendering the mind twice. And I am rest assured that you're receiving your deliverance in this moment. Healing is coming to some of your hearts. Restoration is being performed in your brains and the carriages of emotions, your logic, freeing up your abilities and your skill sets. By the time you come out of the secret place, you're going to be free, feeling full of joy, full of love, putting on display the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I believe this. You're in the secret place. What are your expectations in the secret place? We're here at the wall. This is it. This is the apex wall, the trading wall. I talked about the soul closet. A little bit more time left here in the secret place on this night. He wants to make sure that you understand the purpose of the secret place. Your expectations to receive, receive, receive. Now you're expected to give. Talking about your social stresses, your social insecurities, and your social and personal burdens that are in the depths of your soul closet, and the mind has control with the soul in the closet, are your burdens. The wall right behind you, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29, I must take you right here. Jesus is talking directly to all of us, and a trade, if you're dealing with any level of stress, if you are dealing with extreme stress, then it is your opportunity to trade the extreme extreme stress, because that is stress that you've been carrying days upon weeks. That's a burden. The burden is upon the body. It is stressing your organs out. Say hello to John chapter 14 and 1. Your heart is being stressed because of burdens. Possibly you might have high blood pressure because of stress, or the inability to exercise, or the inability to eat correctly. But see, stress and burdens will cause you to do abnormal things, and those abnormal things turn into a habit, and those abnormal things that turn into a habit turn into a lifestyle. This trade, pay attention to what Jesus Christ says to you. It's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Respectively, he says, come to me, all of you who work and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. What is the fortizo? You hear me talk about it each and every night here inside the secret place. This fortizo is load-bearing weight upon the body. The body physically is impacted from the stress that your mind is carrying, that being impacted by governing spirits in the realms of the spirits in your environment, amongst people groups, in your environment, in your territory, in your boundaries to where you live and travel in, and in your atmosphere, in invisible realms that you don't understand, because maybe you have not put in the work of maturing in the faith. That is not a dig. But the stresses are caused by spiritual and physical and natural malfunctions. And so your body is being equipped with burdens. Soul closet, put your hands together, and we're going to empty out the soul closet. Remember, faith without the corresponding works is known as dead faith. Here inside the secret place and in life in general. But here, I want you right now to begin. I'll give you a little bit of time to do this. Speak every stress into your hands in this moment. A little bit of time to do this. Now go into the depth of your soul closet. Speak every burden into your hands. Yes, that's possible. You're holding them. You can feel them with your natural senses. And now you're going to take your physical mouth and speak what your natural senses are feeling and place those into your physical hands. Continue to say, speak, yell, grunt, however you have to get them out of your soul closet. Get the stress and the broken burdens that you have been nurturing, caring over, cultivating, into your hands, like you have this gift in your hands. Pay attention to what Jesus Christ has to say to you right here. Verse 29, he says this, take my yoke on you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. This word yoke is zygos. This word zygos. Well, it's the balance. It's the scale of Jesus' shoulders. And what is upon his shoulders, Father gave to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, the government is upon his shoulders. The administration of Father's protocol, statutes, and ordinances in heaven are on Jesus' shoulders. And when you become saved and born again, this is what he says to you. You trade with him. And you, in fact, are going to trade the burden and receive the yoke in real time. Faith without the corresponding works of dead faith. Don't play around with me, Eagles. You're going to trade with Jesus, give him what's in your hand, and then receive what's on his shoulders, the balance of Father's government. And it's an equal balance, and you have dominion to walk in the earth realm, helping administrate Father's heavenly affairs into the earth realm. This is why you are called a vessel of Christ. This is why the Holy Spirit is in you. This is why you can do all things through Jesus who strengthens you, because of the government that Father placed upon his shoulders. I can do all things through Jesus who strengthens me, because I carry the heavenly government on my shoulders because of Jesus. He says, take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath, and let's relax and trade our burden with Jesus. Okay, we're going to jump over this. In this moment, receive the spirit of restoration in this moment. We have an opportunity right now to breathe in the life, reminding you of the first, second, and third attributes. I want you to breathe in as we go off the air. This is your first attribute, are important to your Heavenly Father. You are worthy to your Heavenly Father, and you are valuable to your Heavenly Father. Because you are a son, a daughter, saved and born again, and now because of Jesus transferred you out of the inferior kingdom into Father's heavenly kingdom, you are a possessor of Father's Holy Spirit. To receive unconditional love. Now, this unconditional love, I must say, he's going to pour it upon you, pour it into you, and pour it through you so that you can practice, as we go off the air tonight, practice reciprocating this heavenly love, this agape love, this unconditional love in this moment. And this love goes out before you like headlights, attracting whosoever will come and turn from the error of ways to the Father through Jesus. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, take a deep breath and let's relax and receive unconditional love from our Heavenly Father.